This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. New Hampshire artists have suffered a lot during the pandemic, but they've also helped people get through these hard times. For NHPR's series, The Show Goes On, all this week we're talking with artists across the state to hear what inspiration they've found throughout the year. Thinking we're living in troubling times. You know the trauma that's been on my mind. Some days I gotta act like I ain't fine. Martin Toe is a musician, author, and community leader from Southern New Hampshire. So, Martin, how would you describe your music to someone who's never heard it before?
I would describe my music as a tapestry coming from, you know, West Africa and growing up here in New Hampshire and just absorbing music as a young kid. Like, I pull from many influences from, you know, Bob Marley, 50 Cent, even people like Lecrae and even a little bit of Pete Seeger. Shawty, she called me Kunkani. I got an answer, I'm saying on Johnny. I learned me the tongue of the ancient ancestor. I apply heat when it comes to the pressure. Too many mystery, who's gonna solve it? I point away like I'm Harriet Tubman. Couple of 20s, I need me my Thomas. I gotta water the six like my garden.
The stories of people living in New Hampshire are really at the center of a lot of Martin's music. Last year, he won a statewide Civic Leader Award for his role in the community, and he released an album back in December titled Civic Leader. How does grassroots organizing influence what you do in your music?
Just being really, really involved in the community, in the state as a whole, is trying to see New Hampshire as a more inclusive place that's inviting for young people. It's been like a mission that I guess was ingrained in my heart when a friend of mine brought me into organizing back in 2016 and just growing in that and just having my music around that. With the album specifically speaking, I will always write from the perspective of where I am, what's happening in the world around me, what's happening here in New Hampshire, and just grassroots organizing, having an impact in my community. It means a lot more. And I feel like also just telling that story in the music, it shares where I am right now as an artist and then where we are as a community as a whole.
Something on your website caught my eye. Civic Leader, you said, will be especially liked by all those who feel their truth is being ignored and not heard. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I feel like the young people here in New Hampshire who really want to see New Hampshire as a more vibrant place for young people and where they feel like their voice is being heard. I feel like the album really gives them that voice. It gives them that avenue to be like, I'm finally being heard through someone right now. I just wanna look right in your eyes. Show me everything will be alright. I know that you're seeing every tear. I know that you always been right here.
Like just about every other musician, the pandemic has forced Martin to cancel live shows, and he's missed connecting with his listeners in person. But he says it's also made him think more creatively about how to use social media and streaming platforms to reach new audiences. And he still enjoyed having the opportunity to make new music.
Just still being able to create is a blessing. And with everything that's happening, even right now, being able to write and share the stories with people who are listening in and tapping in, it's encouraging to me, like, that we can all lift up a message of inclusion and, you know, and acceptance, just a better tomorrow.
You know, as people kind of look forward to the end of this pandemic and look forward towards, you know, life beyond this, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to packing venues here in the States. I'm looking forward to bringing out talents that have been hidden in New Hampshire. When people think about Biggie, they think about New York. When they think about Tupac, they think about, you know, California, Kendrick Lamar, California. So, like, I would love to be that face when they think about New Hampshire. Say Martin Toe. We want to get in front of many people and really reflect the glory back on New Hampshire as being, like, you know, that space where we came from. You know, we have stories too, so it's important that the state know that, you know, New Hampshire produces fine art, and that we're more than capable of going bar to bar, foot to foot with, like, you know, any big superstar.
Martin Toe, hey, thanks so much for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Rick.
And this is my time.
I was destined for this moment.
Is everybody watching?
All eyes on me.
There's a leader in me.
Let's call a civic leader.
So I won't
can't stop, won't stop. To get out the way and let me leave. Let me leave. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. Yeah, I'm standing my ground all the way. Yeah, we started from the bottom, now we're here. Man, it was God. It was God. It was me.
This is the first story in NHPR's new series, The Show Goes On. Continue listening to NHPR This Week to hear more, and visit NHPR.org to read more about the series. Coming up later this morning, The Exchange. We'll explore how art has shaped this last year for people, and we'll feature Granite Staters who picked up new art projects during the pandemic. This is Morning Edition from NHPR.
So stop hitting rewind, you know you missed it. We're not ordinary people, so we won't do what you say.
I was destined for this moment.
Is everybody watching?
All eyes on me.
There's a leader in me.
Let's call a civic
so
leader.
I won't
can't stop, won't stop.
Say.